So, Richard Kerr, we're heading into the final series of races now in the British Super Sport Championship in England, which and it includes a round now in Holland that you're going to next. But you're in a very good position after the latest round in Alton Park. Your first podium in Super Sport this year, and something that you've been working very, very hard towards.
Well, definitely. This season's, you know, it's turning out better now. Every round I've been improving, and then last Sunday I got my first podium in the class, and then race one I got a good sixth. So, you know, it's a good time of season to be doing well and improving. You know, it's the end of the season, everyone remembers. So just trying to keep it going now.
High drama at Alton Park on the last lap. You put in a fantastic performance. So you did. You really had the bike on the edge to snatch that podium place.
Definitely. Like, you know, the last few laps I was like in a good position, you know, and there was a group of five of us. So it could have been as handy, maybe like eighth in the race. And just... we had like a safety car lap with a few crashers for two laps, and actually my steering damper had broke, the bolt had broken, so I was getting a lot of head staggers, and, you know, made it very difficult to do the lap times I was doing. But, you know, I held in there, and, you know, just got it in my, you know, True Love, he's lying fourth in championship, so I knew it was very important to beat him especially. And just going on to the last lap, into the last corner, you know, I made a dive up the inside and made it stick somehow, and, you know, you know, got the third, yeah. And it was over the moon.
Yeah, and that's sort of moments in your career that you'll remember. Dave's coming into corners in the last lap to steal an extra point and get a podium. That's what racing's all about for you, Richard.
That's it, yeah. I mean, you know, you're not going to win anything by holding back or, you know, just sitting there. So you have to, it wasn't much I took a bad chance, but, you know, obviously it could have went bad. It was easier. I could have, you know, lost more places. But no, I think I done a good enough job. You know, I got my timing right and made it stick. So, like, you know, it was line fourth for the last few laps, and then just the end of the last corner, you know, it was, I'm sure Harry wasn't, like, he wasn't expecting it anyway. And, you know, no, definitely, like, to get that third, you know, it means a lot for me and my sponsors and team, of course.
And you've had a sort of up and down season, but you've had to work hard, and you needed a bit of luck at times, and at times luck wasn't on your side either. But you find yourself now in a very, very good position in the championship.
Definitely, like, currently line fifth in the championship. And, you know, last year I finished 17th in the championship, and that was my first year in the Super Sport class. And definitely, like, this year's gone a lot better. You know, the start of the year I had a few holdbacks, you know, with getting put to the back of the grid in the first race. But now, like, it, as the season went on, we've been getting closer to the front and improving. And, you know, line fifth in the championship and only 4 points off fourth, you know, that's to hopefully get a fourth place at the end of the year.
Now, looking ahead to the closing rounds, Aspen and Holland is next. Is that a course that, or is that a circuit rather that you like, and is it a circuit that you can get another podium in?
I'm looking forward to it because, like, I did good last year there, and it's my first time there in the 600, and it's a really fast track, and it's a Grand Prix circuit, like, so it's going to be close, you know. And, you know, I enjoy the track, it's really fast, and I think, you know, if I have good corner speed, I'll give me a good shot at the podium, hopefully. But anything can happen to you at the same time, so just gonna, like, go into the weekend and, you know, obviously put in the lap times and, you know, get up to speed as quick as possible, and, you know, hopefully come the end of the weekend we'll be knocking on the door for a podium.
Yeah, you're back at Donington as well in the closing rounds, but I'm sure you're gonna get a lot of confidence now off this podium finish last weekend.
Definitely, like, the podium, you know, everything's confident, like, it definitely helps, you know, and just shows that, you know, when you put in that, push that bit harder, you can achieve it, like. And going into Aston now, like, I do have a really good feeling, you know, but like I said, anything can happen, you know. And just, I definitely want another podium before the season's out, and I know it won't be easy at all, because I'm like getting a lot quicker as the season went on, but so is the opposition, you know. When people have been in the class, you know, for maybe 10 years, are still getting quicker, and the pace is getting quicker, because, like, we have, like, Kennedy, he's beaten most lap records every weekend that were set, you know, maybe 5 years ago. So he showed, you know, he's really setting the pace, and, you know, everyone's following that. And they were just, like, it's a tough year this year, definitely, with Jack, and of course, maybe on Triumph and some Yamahas out there, and, you know, Kawasaki's too, like, they're all quick bikes, you know, and obviously a lot of the riders are really quick too, so it doesn't make it easy, but it's good for me, like, getting that experience, you know, and, like, learning off the quicker boys.
Yeah, and for you and the team in Campbell Motorsport, that was a big podium, so it was for such a small outfit, competing at such a high level.
Definitely, like, you know, Robert, the team bike owner, he was over the moon, of course, and, you know, they've been in the champ then that paddock a good few years, you know, and never scored a podium or anything, and that was their first podium with me. And you know, I wasn't really expected a podium this, you know, last year we weren't really expecting top tens, and we got that. And this year we were always hoping for a podium, but you know, knowing the level of competition was going to be difficult, but I always had that good feeling. And just at the weekend going into that race, you know, a few of the boys had that good feeling, and a few people said to me before I even went to the race weekend, said, you know, well, third is coming, like. And you know, obviously I said, you know, me being me, just I was like, oh, don't hold your breath or anything, like. But no, like, it was good to get it, and definitely the team needed it, you know, and especially sponsors and all stuff too. You know, it's really hard to get sponsorship, and then, you know, at least now we've got, you know, we're able to, they're all able to see and get them a bit of publicity as well. And just, you know, at every, like, the podium is a lot better than the fourth. I know it's only one place higher, but whenever you got like the TV coverage and sponsors and, you know, third place in the trophy and all, it just, like, it all helps, like, especially like for next year for sponsorship and just keeping me going and getting my name out there.
Okay. Well, that's Richard. Thanks for coming in and joining us. And we can just wish you the best of luck with the rest of the season.
Thanks very much, Ashton.